We'll now move on to Outreach and Education Committee. Chairman Martin, would you please call your committee to order?
Thank you. First in order is I'd like to an approval on the minutes from the previous committee meeting held on March 30th, 2011, which have already been distributed. Do I have a motion for approval?
Second.
So moved by Commissioner Hickson, seconded by Scott. All in favor say yay.
Okay.
I never can get that right. Heart pirate or something.
Yay is fine with me.
Yay. And those nay? Well, after that, how can anyone say nay? Committee item number one, update on the TPWD progress implementing the TPWD land and water resources, conservation, and recreation plan. Mr. Smith,
yeah.
Presentation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple of things that I want to share with all of you. You know, last weekend was the 5th annual Toyota Texas Bass Classic there on the shores of Lake Conroe, a wonderful partnership that we have thanks to the generosity of Toyota. You know, over the course of those 5 years, Toyota has donated over $1 million to help support programs to get people out and fish, your neighborhood fishing program and free fishing in state parks. And it's become a great weekend event. I gather the turnout last week was particularly good given the weather, and certainly the culmination with the big sudden death fish off was at least as exciting, if not more so, than the World Series. So it ended with a great bang and another successful event and a very generous $250,000 donation from Toyota to Texas Parks and Wildlife, and going to support the Take Me Fishing Trailer and the State Fish Art Contest and lots of programs to get kids into the out-of-doors. And so God bless Toyota. So, yeah, thank you, Chairman, for you and your team. It's been great to work with on that front. So wanted to share the good news there. Anything you want to say on that? Or?
Thank you. It's nice to hear. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. A couple of weeks ago, too, we took another step forward with the management of the state bison herd there at Caprock Canyon State Park. I think as we had informed y'all, the management of the state herd had been transferred from the Wildlife Division over to the State Park Division. And one of the things that our team in State Parks and Wildlife worked on was moving the bison from outside of the kind of the 300-acre pen that they had been in into a larger area in the state park. The ultimate goal is to try to get the state bison herd, you know, grazing throughout the entirety of the 15,000 acres on the park. We'd like to, in a perfect world, we'd love to emulate the historic grazing regime of the bison and have them kind of moving freely throughout the park, where visitors could enjoy them and see them as they're coming to the park. And this was another kind of first step in that direction. There was a real celebratory event up at Caprock Canyon State Park that was very, very well attended, and lots of renewed enthusiasm and support for the state bison herd, which has a lot of history and heritage. So wanted to share that with you. So again, I thank Madam Chair, in the interest of time, I'm going to just stop there and let us keep going.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Smith. And I'd like to make a comment. Thank you, Chairman Friedkin. What a spectacular event. I wasn't there this year, but it's always happy and great, and they're in spirit, but it's nice to have these events that are all positive and happy and
well,
good.
Thank you. It's nice to hear, but it really is a terrific collaborative effort between the department and obviously all the folks at Toyota and everyone else who's involved with the tournament. So we appreciate all the efforts of everyone. Several of you here, obviously, Lydia, all your help with everything and your team's help, and it's been a great relationship, so thanks.
Thank you.
And Dave Terry on the inland fishery side has worked very, very hard on this.
Yeah, Dave, absolutely,
he's,
Dave.
He's in the back, so not going to let him sit back there quietly hiding back there.
He's hiding behind Ann there, but I got a couple of his emails this weekend, so Dave, thank you. Absolutely.
Great. We'll move on to committee item number two, the youth sporting clays, Miss Nancy Heron and Mr. Charlie Wilson.
Good afternoon, Commissioners and Mr. Smith. I'm Nancy Heron. I'm the Outreach and Education Director, and I'm very pleased to introduce Charlie Wilson, our mobile shooting range coordinator, who will brief you about our introductory shooting sports programs. You know, when we talk about hunter recruitment and shooting recruitment and retention, the first thing that we need to talk about is how do we get them started, and that's where Charlie comes in. These are programs that are safe and fun and successful that ignite an interest in the shooting sports, and they are some of our most successful outreach programs. And with that, I'd like to introduce our Pied Piper for the shooting sports, Charlie Wilson.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Charlie Wilson, and I will be briefing you this afternoon on the mobile shooting sports program that we have in the state of Texas. Commissioner Martin, I'd like to thank you for coming to several of our events in the past few years. We certainly did enjoy having you there.
It was certainly my pleasure and honor to be there. Thank you.
Thank you. In the monitors, you'll see the 40-foot trailer that was purchased in 1996 from the National Sporting Clays Association. The program actually began with a partnership between the National Sporting Clays Association and Texas Parks and Wildlife. At the end of that partnership, Texas Parks and Wildlife purchased this trailer, and it's been on the road ever since for Texas Parks and Wildlife solely. Inside the trailer, there are 7 automatic clay traps and all of the accoutrements that it needs to go to an event and put it on. We've got some great partners in this trailer. As you can see, Beretta Firearms, McBride's, Polaris is a great sponsor, and the traps came from LaPorte. So this trailer, I travel about 40,000 miles a year across the state. This last year, I did 48 different events across the state of Texas. We also do a lot of special events. The Keep Texas Beautiful event that takes place out at Texas Disposal Service every year. The Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, Operation Game Thief events, and several selected community events. One that I've become all familiar with and work with has been one down in Kingsville every year. It's benefits the Cedar Clayburgh Institute. Takes place every year in January, and also for Halo Flight, in Kingsville. The other special events we do, we call them youth shooting days, that we do on our wildlife management areas, such as the Chaparral, the Nezalone Wildlife Area, which is just outside of Austin here around Luling, the Matador, and out at the State Park at Nails Creek. This is an opportunity for these kids to come out of their schools. Most of the time they come out of the agricultural classes, and they get to experience shooting a shotgun, shooting a bow and arrow, archery, long rifles, 22s, and they get to hone their skills on live trails, exercise that we do. And we give them a program about what the areas are and the work that goes on, and reassure them that these are not our areas, but it belongs to them, that they can come out at any time, enjoy viewing the wildlife, and to take part in any of the activities that are going on, such as our youth hunts that go on, or get on the draw hunts and come with their parents. There it is. This next slide, I don't think I went too far. Let me back up. No. This slide right here is an event that we do. It's called Becoming an Outdoors Woman Program. This is an opportunity for ladies to move out of their comfort zones and come experience new and exciting things, such as shotgunning, archery, rifle and pistol, backpacking, camping, canoeing. If it's to be done outdoors and in the state parks and so forth, we try to teach them and give them a good base foundation of so that they can go out and enjoy it with their families. We see a lot of people come through here that are single mothers that are wanting to experience different things with their children, and so this gives them the opportunity to know a little bit more than their children do about it. One of the most successful programs that we have is a partnership with the Texas 4-H Shooting Sports Program. Kids join the 4-H Shooting Sports Program every year, and they get to come out, learn their safety, learn how to handle a firearm, and hone their skills. It's just not about shooting. This is a lifelong opportunity and a lifelong experience that we give them, and a skill. We see nearly 7,000 a year that come into the program every year, just new kids that are joining to try their hand at this. When I first started, I did three events. We got started a little late in the shooting sports year, and I did three events. But I recognized the depth of talent and the wealth of talent that we had, and I wanted to do something that was so we could showcase these kids. So I got with Terry Irwin and Steve Hall and Scotty Oliver, and we developed a program that we call Whiz Bang. These kids compete from February all the way through the end of the 4-H shooting year in July. And at the end of that, we invite the 15 top kids to the championship shoot-off. This past weekend, we held that in San Antonio in conjunction with the National Sporting Clays Championship, where through partnership with Texas Hunter Education Instructors Association, we gave away a little over $36,000 worth of prizes to 15 deserving kids across the state. We gave away six firearms. We gave away three lifetime hunting licenses, three lifetime memberships to the National Sporting Clays Association, 60 cases of ammo, things that these kids can use all throughout the year to further their endeavors. The other program that we have that's growing by leaps and bounds is the Wildlife Fisheries and Ecology Management course that is in conjunction with the FFA in the state of Texas. We call it Ag Clays. Since 1988, the hunter education curriculum has been in the FFA program. It was called Ag Clays 381 at that time, but they've changed the name now. And you saw the kids earlier on these youth shooting days. Well, I got to listening to these kids, and they wanted to go. Laredo wants to challenge Carrizo Springs. Carrizo Springs wants to challenge Crystal City. So I was listening to them, and I said, let me see what I can come up with. So that's how the program started. These kids raise their own money. They have barbecue cook-offs. They sell picnic tables. They weld together barbecue pits, whatever they can do to help them shoot and buy their ammunition and pay their state fees. The banners that you see remain with the school. They are provided by the Texas chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Texas State Rifle Association. The medals, I felt like that we needed to, those kids needed to have something that they can take home with them. So that's why we give the medals. We give three banners and three medals, bronze, silver, and gold. That's how that program started. We started with 60 kids 4 years ago in six schools from across the state. This last year, the program had 474 shooters in 41 schools. The video you're about to see was shot and released as a VNR, and it also has appeared on our YouTube channel here in the department.
If traditional high school sports aren't your game, you may soon have a new option.
Good shot.
Shooting sports are making a bang in Texas high school.
Picked up another good shot there.
You're able to teach kids the leadership aspects of teamwork and individual development and stuff like that, especially gun safety and development. As young shooters, we're really trying to encourage the younger generation to get involved because it's a great lifetime sport.
Texas legislature recently gave schools the green light to sponsor off-campus shooting sports. To participate, students must first pass a hunter education course where they learn gun safety.
Safety is paramount. They get a great good dose of safety in class and out here also. So this is probably one of the safest sports that you can be involved in.
Unlike many activities, sports shooting is open to kids of all abilities and skill levels.
Having participants here today, that this is the first organized shooting event that you have ever participated in.
This is open to anyone. This is maybe that sleeper who's sitting back there that has the real ability to shoot. And this is how they can really gain their attention.
Oh, one sharp shooting student may have found her life calling.
I want to compete in the Olympics. I've gone all over the state of Texas, and I've met so many people. It's a great thing. I love it. Oh.
For Texas Parks and Wildlife, this is Lydia Saldana.
You know, I've probably seen this video several thousand times since it's been shot, but it just dawned on me that I can name all those kids and all of the parents that are in that program right there. One of the boys that you saw in this video, you wouldn't recognize it. He's my hero. This young man has cerebral palsy. He broke 51 out of 100 that year, and he was a tough individual, but he was game. So we do not exclude anyone in any of our programs. That was one thing that I made specifically clear to all the ag teachers. These kids are qualified. I want them to come. I don't want them left at home. One of the boys you saw in there was a young man from up in, he comes from west of Lubbock. First one to volunteer to help pull the curtains on the one-act plays, to paint scenery, to set up tables and chairs. But he didn't excel real well in academics, nor was he very athletic. That young man medaled that year. And his coach saw him later that night walking in the hall with his medal still on. He said, "Coach Rutledge, this is the first medal that I have ever won." And so that changed that young man's life right there. One of the other stories that I tell, and I ask to tell this story at the end because sometimes I don't make it all the way through. At one of our youth shooting days, I meet the buses as they come in because I want to see the frame size of the kids that are coming. So if I have to pull out some shorter stocked firearms, I can. I carry mostly standard equipment, but I do have some smaller stuff. The young lady got off the bus and she had a white cane. And I thought, okay, this is good. But I watched that young lady, and she was very attentive to all of the programs that Chip Ruthven was given that day. And we broke and went to our respective shooting areas, and I would watch her and see her from time to time. But she sat and she listened and she watched while all the other kids were taking part in the activities. So when she got down to my shotgun station, I asked her assistant, I says, "Do you think that Amanda would like to shoot?" And she said, "Well, let me ask." So I did, or she did, and I went over and I said, "Amanda, my name's Charlie Wilson, and if you would like to shoot, I would be very proud to help you." She says, "Oh, I would love to, Charlie." I said, "Okay." I said, "As soon as everyone else is through, I will come back and get you, and we'll go do our thing." She said, "All right." So after the other kids had shot, I went back over to her and took her a pair of safety glasses, and I said, "I want to put these safety glasses on you." And she goes, "Oh, you know, I am blind." And I said, "Well, yes, I do, but you have very pretty eyes, and we don't want anything to happen to them." So we put them on, and we walked out to where we could get a good, comfortable stance, and she broke 4 out of 5 that day. 2 years later, I ran into her and her mother in Crystal City in the grocery store. I was shopping, and I recognized her, of course, and I walked over, and I said, "Amanda?" And the minute she heard my voice, she turned around, and she says, "I remember you from the Shap days." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." So we visited a little bit. So those are little things that I like to share with people. Successes. You might remember this young lady. She was the last one I think you saw in the video. Her name is Drusilla Meyer. First time I ever saw Drusilla, she was too short to reach over the safety bar in the shooting stages that we had, the shooting cages. And she turned around and she said, "Daddy, I can't do this." And I said, "Wait a minute, we'll fix it." We got a target pallet, slid it into that cage, and so we could just get her up about 6 inches so she could get over that cage and shoot. And as you can see right now, she doesn't need that cage. She doesn't need that pallet anymore to see over the cages. The gentleman on your top left is a gentleman by the name of Clay Hart. This picture was taken in Cairo, Egypt, where he was shooting in a World Cup. I started Clay on the road when he was 10 years old. He went all the way through the 4-H program. He was 6 times U.S. Olympic Junior Shooting International Skeet Champion. This is him accepting his medal from Coach Lloyd Woodhouse, his 6th time that he won that medal. Clay continued on and joined the United States Army and became part of their marksmanship team, and he shot for the United States Army shotguns. He walked right into a position after he got out of boot camp and basics. Those are just a few of our successes that we've had. What's new? A new partnership has been formed with the Texas High School Rodeo Association. Just this past year, we held their first championship shoot that they had. It was in Clyde, Texas. I was contacted by their marketing director and asked if I could help her put something together. And she said, how long will it take? And I said, no, about 15 minutes. And she said, are you sure? And I said, yes, ma'am, I'm pretty sure. So I said, call me back. So I called Drusilla's dad in Clyde, Texas, and I said, I need to have the range on June the 11th. Here's what I'm doing, and I need the range. He said, whatever you got, you have it. It's one of the ranges through our range grant program that we've helped get started. I called her back and said, it's a done deal, June the 11th. She goes, okay, you handle it. And I said, yes, ma'am, I will. And what this does is it opens up a whole new audience for us. Anyone can join this organization and be eligible to shoot and win a spot on the state high school rodeo team that advances to the national high school rodeo finals every year. This next year they'll be in Colorado. So that's just several of our successes. I'd like to thank you for your time today, and if you have any questions, I would be willing to answer any that you have.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Good deal. Terrific. It really is.
Mr. Wilson, thank you. Thank you for your enthusiasm and support with these kids and the program. And I have attended your events, and they are fun, and the way you, I think, really encourage all the students and the kids there is spectacular. And I'm sure you've changed many lives in that program. So thank you. Thank you for your commitment to the department, too, in this program. Nancy, as always, you're amazing, and thank you for all that you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Chairman Friedkin, at this time, this committee.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Smith, this commission has completed its business, and I declare us adjourned.